Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 25th. I'm reading from the New International Version. And today we'll read two passages in the New Testament. John chapter 2 verses 13 through 25 and Luke chapter 20 verses 41 through 47. Now, the subscript in the plan that we're reading through today says, this links Jesus and Psalm 110. So I've got to do a little background work before we read the passages today. Remember, Psalm 110 is the passage that Mitchell Brune read for us last week. It is a royal psalm, meaning it is a psalm about the king. We've been talking a lot about how Jesus was the Davidic king, and this psalm makes that very clear. But also, this psalm, Psalm 110, reminds us that not only will the Messiah be a Davidic king, he will also carry out priestly roles. As it says in verse 4 of Psalm 110, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And so as we listen to the scriptures read today, you'll see that Jesus is fulfilling his priestly duties in cleansing the temple. And then in Luke chapter 20, he clarifies that he is the Son of David, who is also the Messiah and Lord. Okay, let's start with John chapter 2. In verse 13, and we'll go through verse 25. And I'm going to have to ask you to bear with me because my voice is not the best today. I have caught a little bit of a summer cold. I guess it's maybe a spring cold. So we'll do the best we can, and we'll ask the Lord to do his work through his word. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and words that Jesus had spoken. Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. And now let's turn over to Luke chapter 20, verses 41 through 47. As I read, you'll notice that Psalm 110 and verse 1 is quoted in this passage. Then Jesus said to them, "Why is it said that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself declared in the book of the Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' David calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?" While all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogue and the places of honor at banquets. they devour widows' houses, and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in John chapter 2, Jesus is livid about the markets that have been set up in the temple. And the people are cheating one another and diminishing the proper worship in the exact place where prayer and praise of the Lord is supposed to happen. And so Jesus is very upset, to say the least, with this. And he claims, as he talks with the people there, that he can destroy the temple and raise it again in 3 days. He was referring to himself, but this really made the people wonder, how in the world can you do that? It took 46 years to build this temple. Of course, the teachers of the law are bewildered, but we know that Jesus is the temple that he is talking about. He's talking about himself. You will destroy me, you'll put me on the cross, and I will die, but in 3 days, my body will be raised. And I think it's interesting to ponder, to contemplate what it means that Jesus is the temple. He is the place where we go to worship the Lord. And then in Luke chapter 20, Jesus quotes Psalm 110 in asking how the Messiah can also be called the Son of David, when David himself calls the Messiah Lord, where Jesus is once again just clarifying for the people that he will one day sit at the right hand of God the Father, that he is the Messiah, he is the Lord. As we learned in John 2, he is the priest over God's temple, and he is the one to whom all praise should be given. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, which challenges us and reminds us of your Holy One, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are the one who is enthroned in heaven. You are seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And we take our comfort knowing that you reign. And so, Lord, in situations today where we find ourselves becoming anxious, turn our hearts and our mind's eye to you enthroned in heaven, and help us to be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to present our requests to you. Father, help us to find joy today, that spiritual fruit of joy. Help us to be patient with one another. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.